Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 22 on November 12th, 2012. So we are post-election now, and I am happy, happy, happy. More women than ever got elected, many of them to replace the idiots who made stupid remarks about legitimate rape and equally anti-woman remarks. Gay marriage won in Maryland, Maine, and Washington. Anti-gay marriage was defeated in Minnesota. And we also elected our first openly gay female senator. And here in California, porn stars now have to wear condoms. What the fuck, California? I don't know what the hell they were thinking on that one. In other news, David Petraeus resigned as head of the CIA because he was engaged in an extramarital affair. You know, currently, in the military, adultery is against military regulations. And, you know, there's the whole thing of blackmail, and, you know, which is a very real risk, which would be why someone would resign because of this. But interestingly enough, not only is adultery against military regulation, so is a consensual open marriage or consensual non-monogamy. And this is kind of right there in the category of sex negative attitudes of our country. Dr. Marty Klein wrote a great piece about it on his website, which is martyklein.com. The title of it is General Petraeus Resigns, Casualty of War on Sex. And I'm going to read you just a few quotes. The idea that infidelity indicates a special character weakness is old-fashioned, unscientific, and moralistic in the extreme. Concepts like this are a poor way to run a country. But even if you believe that the maritally unfaithful can't be trusted to execute important civic responsibilities, what about consensual non-monogamy? There's no betrayal, so there's no character flaw. And with no chance for blackmail, how can we justify regulations against it? Someday, the idea that you could get bounced from the military because of infidelity will seem as destructive as the idea that you could get bounced from the military because of homosexuality. Shame on America. The greatest military power on earth, and we're afraid of sex. Nice writing, Marty. Well done. And there's much more to the article than that. I'm going to put the link to that article up for you guys on my blog. Now we're going to move on to the question that I asked last week and the week before. And I put it out around the internet and stuff, and I got a bunch of answers. And it also opened up just this whole big, huge area of things to consider. I don't know how to phrase it. A whole bunch of information I have here for you. Here's the question. Experienced peggers who have used both the double enders and the flare-based dildos, do you think doubles are a good choice for women who are new to pegging? So I asked this question in a number of places, and what I found was that the answers were so varied as to leave me only able to state that there is certainly no right answer for everyone. There's no magic single flare-based or double-ended dildo that works for all women or all men all of the time. And no surprise there, but I was really kind of astonished at the variety of information and answers and opinions that I got. First of all, to be really clear and specific here, when I say doubles, I'm talking about the type of strap-on toy that has one long dildo shaft that is used in the case of pegging couples to penetrate the man's anus, and a smaller bulb-like part of the toy that's meant to be inside the woman's vagina. The brand names would include the Happy Valley Tango, the Fun Factory Share, and the Tantus Fieldo and Realdo. You will notice I said strap-on toy, because I believe it's almost universally necessary to use a harness with these toys. They are not strapless as advertised, unless you are a lesbian. No matter how strong a woman's Kegel muscles are, they can't compete with a man's anal sphincter muscles. Especially when the woman gets turned on and lubricated with her own juices. So there are indeed a few women here and there who can use a toy of this type without a harness, but for the vast majority, it's an exercise in frustration. So for the purpose of this discussion, we'll be assuming that double is being used with a harness. So right on the heels of that, I would like to address this comment to the manufacturers of these toys. It would be really, really nice to be honest about the need for a harness with heterosexual couples with the toys that you sell. So this is like an ultra loud shout out to all the companies who market these toys, and I'm going to actually do a tweet to them and direct their attention to this podcast. Please mention needing a harness for heterosexual couples. And I think you're kind of missing the boat by emphasizing only the strapless aspect, because, you know, you could be emphasizing more the G-spot stimulation and the tactile feedback. And certainly they can be used strapless with lesbian couples. But as you will see from everything I'm going to talk about today, you have no shortage of fans, yet you do your heterosexual couples a disservice by allowing them to assume that your toys can be used without a harness. And dare I say, for a few couples here and there, this actually is what ruins their chances for successful pegging. Because the woman gets so frustrated in trying to use it without a harness that she flatly refuses to try it again. And goodness, you purveyors of sex toys don't want that on your conscience, do you? So, the Fieldo and Realdo, which is just a realistic colored Fieldo, those two are owned by Tantus, and the Fieldo website barely mentions harnesses, only saying if your Kegel muscles are not strong enough, you might need a minimal 3-point harness. No differentiation between using it on a male or a female, which is where the whole issue with needing a harness comes from. The only point at which any real discussion takes place about that is if you go to the Fieldo Yahoo forums, which very few buyers are going to take the time to do. So let's check out the Fun Factory share. Their description for these toys says, quote, suitable for harnesses, end quote. That's not a good enough differentiation, people. There's so many couples all over the place who are considering pegging and continually come to the table thinking that she can use a double without a harness. Your advertising needs to state the probable need for a harness with heterosexual couples as in contrast with lesbian couples. And then Happy Valley Silicone, which makes the Tango, which is my fave, it just says works perfectly with a harness. And if you go to their distributor sites where they elaborate a little bit, you'll get the exact same description there. But you actually have to look at the reviews to find out that heterosexual couples pretty much always need a harness. You know, with all of these companies, it doesn't help that there are these gorgeous, seductive photos all over the internet of women wearing all of these toys with no harnesses, because it looks beautiful. It makes a damn nice photo. But it's not based on reality, user reality anyway, again, for heterosexual couples. So, for all you manufacturers, step up to the plate and let people know that pegging is different from lesbian strap-on sex with your toys. All right, rant over. Back to the question. The reason I asked this was I was wondering, specifically for men, women who are brand new to pegging and are still learning the ins and outs, pun intended, of pegging, is it better to have a flare-based dildo to start with until she feels more proficient at actually fucking him and then get a double? Or does it really matter? And I started with a flare base and then I went to a double. But I was interested to hear what a lot of other people had to say. But, you know, first, before we get to what people wrote in, let's take a really good long look at the doubles. Because the thing is that there's just so many factors to consider here that I thought I'd take this opportunity to just really kind of go deep into the subject of double-ended dildos. The structure and the finer points of the doubles. We're just talking about the doubles here. First, the firmness. With the Fieldo, some men and women find the firmness of the Fieldo a little uncomfortable. And this is a recurring theme in the reviews. And let me say, as I go through all of these and I tell you what I see in the reviews, this is not even to say that the majority of people say this. It's some people say this. So please don't take it as, uh-oh, the field is too firm. Forget it. Not getting that one. Because just as many people love it and make no complaints at all about the firmness. So this is a recurring thing as I read these here. The share of the three is the least firm. Some people actually complain that it makes it floppy and hard to handle. And the Tango is in between the two. And a suggestion I had to discover what firmness might feel good if you're thinking about buying a double, try experimenting with his prostate and her G-spot stimulation in different stages of excitement, because both of them become more sensitive as the person gets more turned on. Some guys really like firm pressure on their prostate. And indeed, some women love firm pressure on the G-spot too. And they really like toys like the Enjoy stainless steel wands. And if this is true for you both, then maybe the Fieldo would be a great toy for you. So that's the firmness aspect of it. Fieldo's the most firm, Share is the least firm, and the Tango's in between the two. And then there's been some discussions about the angle. And of course, this can be affected by the firmness too. I've read some reviews where people say the Fieldo is angled better for lesbian strap-on sex and not so good for pegging. Others don't have a problem with that and they disagree. The Share and the Tango can flex, so the Fieldo is more likely to have the angle be an issue. But interestingly enough, as you will hear later, one reader wrote in and said the angle of the Share wasn't right for them except for a few positions. But this angle can be an issue for some people. And next, let's talk about the diameter of the shaft. Yeah, that's a good thing to talk about. The diameter of the shaft needs to be something the man can accept or easily work up to. The Share has a shaft that gets significantly bigger at the bottom, which can be a challenge for some guys. It can prevent her from thrusting with abandon or sinking in deep to get the pressure on her clit. Some couples say this just requires a little bit more foreplay, which is never a bad thing, right? The Fieldo and the Tango do not have shafts that increase significantly in diameter, so this isn't an issue. In general, when you're choosing a suitable toy, it's one he can take fairly easily, and you can judge that size by the plugs or you play with or anything you put in his ass already, your fingers, and please be careful of the eyes bigger than his ass effect. You don't want that to happen. Because Fieldo and Share both come in large sizes, the largest of all of these toys being the Share XL. There's a link on my blog for this podcast, and I'm going to put a link to an article I wrote about these toys some time ago. And it's got photos as well as measurements for you. That was a cool thing that I put together a while back, so I'll put the link to that in case you're interested in the numbers. The Fieldo also makes a large size. I think it's called the Fieldo Stout. And so, you know, those two are bigger. The Tango is just one size. But be careful of the eyes bigger than the ass. I know I heard one couple who bought the Share XL and just really couldn't quite ever get there and sort of were sad that they'd spent that much money on it. So be careful about that one. And as an aside, you know, one of the cool things about these doubles is that a man can use these for solo play, and the bulb actually gets used as a handle. And it works pretty well, according to guys who use it for solo play, because that way they can use it in solo play to fuck themselves, and they've got this wonderful handle to hold on to. So yay for the guys. Okay, next up is texture. The texture on the Share, it has a sort of a matte finish to it. They're all silicone. They're all wonderful, safe toys. But the Share has a matte finish to it. Some people complain that this can get a little irritating. It basically results in, it leaves less margin for error when more lube is needed. When you get to that point where you know you need more lube, and the guy is usually the one that feels it first, it's like it's needed immediately with the Share, is what I read and the feedback that I got. They also said that extended sessions can get irritating for the guys who experience the texture of the share this way. But the good news is that a condom placed on the toy solves the problem completely. And so if everything else about the toy seems to fit your needs, don't let the texture put you off. And again, there are people who have no problem with the texture whatsoever, so take that into consideration. The Fieldo and the Tango are smooth silicone, so they don't have that issue at all. And then we go to vibrations. Okay, vibes. Not all of these have vibe options. The Fieldo has a vibe option. It doesn't get really good reviews. A fair amount of women say it's kind of worthless. But again, most women enjoy clit stimulation, and women enjoy varying intensities of clit stimulation. So if you're the kind of woman who likes Hitachis like I do, then the weak little bullet vibe in the Fieldo is not going to do much for you. You do have an option with these doubles who have bullet vibes of taking out the cheap one that it comes with and putting one in that's much more powerful, because there's some pretty cool bullet vibes out there now. The Wii Vibe Salsa is one of them. I have spoken about that several times, and I would highly recommend that one. But again, even that sometimes is not enough to really get a woman orgasmic who is used to like Hitachi, but it can still feel really nice. So the Fieldo has a vibe option. Also, the placement reviews are not as good for the Fieldo. The Tango has a vibe option. It is better placed, but it's still weak, so you would still want to replace it with the more powerful one. The Share does not have a vibe option, but I know a couple who use the Wii Vibe 2 or 3, 3 ideally, because it's stronger and it's the newest one. And it can be used with that toy, and that combination is very highly touted by one couple, and so we're going to have more comments from them about that combination later. And I know I have talked about this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again, just sort of in the whole context of looking at the whole map of what doubles are like, because you have different options in trying to find pleasure and trying to enjoy these toys. And then we talk about the bulb shape. So the bulb shape and size, all women are different in their interior architecture, in what size bulb feels the best, what shape bulb hits the right spot. I've heard that the bulb of the Fieldo was a bit too small and not ideal for G-spot, but again, that's just some women say that. I've heard the Share was actually too big for some and uncomfortable and needed a lot of foreplay for it to feel comfortable for the woman to wear it. And I also heard it was more ideal for G-spot. The Tango seems to be just right with good G-spot stimulation and the right size, but there's not as many reviews on that because it's a newer toy. And again, this is so individual. So now, those are like the structural things about the doubles. So now, this is an interesting subject. I want to talk about the subject of mutual pleasure, because I run into this so often, almost all the time. The reason that couples are considering doubles are because the guy wants the woman to get something out of it. So many men who really, really want their partner to get something out of it, as they say, they usually settle on the doubles because they're so stuck on that idea of mutual pleasure. Now, I don't know whether this idea comes from the women or the men, because I've just phrased it as if it's the guys who are stuck on this attitude. Well, a lot of times they are the ones who are writing into these forums and writing in and asking me the questions. At the same time, I know there are some women out there who maybe aren't so GGG and say they're not interested in pegging unless they're getting something out of it. And I know that pegging isn't everybody's cup of tea, but that type of sort of insistence on mutual pleasure or getting something out of it is just, I don't know, it's just so entitled sounding if it's coming from the woman. It sort of makes me think of, like, I don't know, the typical fucking dynamic where the man runs the fuck and he's responsible for the women's pleasure. And some women are used to just lying there and receiving. That doesn't mean we all do that, but some of them do. And sometimes those are the women who basically say, you know, if I'm not getting something out of this, I'm not interested. And I've seen that in forums, a bunch of places in the internet. It's always a little bit disappointing, and it's hard for me to relate to because I'm not that way at all. I get so much pleasure from my partner getting pleasure. So, but to go back to this concept to begin with, to me, it just seems like there's just as much of an overemphasis on the woman needing to have an orgasm in the minds of men during strap-on play as there is with men wanting women to orgasm during penis and vagina sex. I think also that men have little experience in just laying back and receiving. So unless their partners are getting off, they feel a tad guilty, perhaps. And I wrote pretty much exactly that in one of the threads when I threw up this question about doubles or singles to begin with. And I got a response from Strap-on Joe. Strap-on Joe's awesome. You can find her website at straponjoe.com. This is how she describes herself. I am a traveling, non-dominatrixy, professional ass-fucker who shares her skills in both one-on-one and group workshop settings. She rocks. And if anybody knows about strap-ons, she certainly does. Here was her comment on about this whole men having little experience and just laying back and receiving, so unless their partners get off, they feel a tad guilty, perhaps. Here's what she says. I'd argue that just because there's a very strong correlation between maleness and being a top doesn't make this a characteristic of being male, but rather a characteristic of being accustomed to topping. I have a very hard time bottoming to anything other than a bio cock, because I can't relax unless I know my partner is getting pleasure from fucking me. How do I get around this? I ask anybody fucking me with their hands, toys, etc., to reassure me that they're enjoying themselves, so I can lie back and enjoy without feeling guilty. Depending on the enthusiasm in their voice, I can sometimes just receive, but I don't require them to stimulate their genitals while fucking me with something other than their genitals, so just so that I can lie back and receive. Sometimes their genitals are all done for the night, but if they can still enjoy fucking me with other things. I think that by a newbie only getting a double-ended dildo to start out, it actually limits the options for when and where she'll want to use it. If someone has already come their brains out for the encounter but still wants to continue to play, not everyone wants to have something inside them in order to peg. I think that a regular flare-based dildo will be more versatile in the long run as my first strap-on dildo. My advice is tempered, of course, by the fact that, as many of you have pointed out, everyone's anatomy and preferences are different. I just figured that you would have no shortage of people singing the praises of double-ended dildos, so I would be helping by brainstorming the downsides. So I'm going to go back to one part that Strap-on Joe said here. She said, I don't require them to stimulate their genitals while fucking me with something other than their genitals just so that I can lie back and receive. And this is a really fascinating concept for me because, I mean, men, listen to that comment a few times and think about your intense desire to have your partner feel mutual pleasure, because this is the feeling that I get from a lot of you when you approach me. It's like you really want to get pegged. You really want to choose the equipment that will give her a lot of pleasure so that you feel okay about getting pegged and so that you feel like she's taken care of too. So if when you're deciding on a double, when you're deciding on your first dildo, deciding on a double because you want her to have pleasure too may not be a good idea. And let me tell you why. When a woman starts pegging, I mean, this goes back to the very reason I asked this whole question to begin with, is because here's more my point of view. When a woman starts pegging, she's trying to learn a lot of new skills at once. Strength, endurance, balance, grace, multitasking. She's learning how to roll her hips and thrust. She's learning how not to fall on him. She's learning how to be able to last for a long time with her muscle. She's learning how to wield that strap-on with confidence and authority. And it takes time to learn, And some women learn it more quickly than others, but it's a lot of learning. It's like a whole new skill. It's a lot to be handling all at the same time, and sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. This may be why you hear some men talking about how their girlfriend just really didn't care for pegging much and doesn't want to try it again because maybe she got overwhelmed. Okay, so think about this. If you were in the process of basically trying to learn how to fuck, I mean, I know it's hard for you guys to imagine that because you've had a cock your whole life and you've been fucking with it ever since the first chance you got, but you didn't have to learn it from scratch. So she's trying to learn all those things involved with fucking that you take for granted now, and it's instinctual for you. So that's a lot. And then you want to add to the mix trying to achieve an orgasm for her too, making sure the toy's in the right spot for G-spot stimulation and making sure the vibe's in the right place for clit stimulation with the right pattern of vibration or strength. Can you begin to see how this could maybe be just a little bit too much? And, you know, as an aside, in this moment, think about the poor woman who's actually trying to do that without a freaking harness. That's why I get so militant about telling people doubles need a harness. It's just, it screws it up for a fair number of people. So one of the factors here is her level of interest in pegging. This is a very important factor. Is she somewhat reluctant or is she like all in? Because the less excited she is about it and the more you're having to maybe convince her and talk her into it, the easier you want it to be for her. And if you're trying really hard to make sure she gets something out of it, quote unquote, so that she'll like it, you know, consider that using a double from the start might not help her get something out of it. It might actually overwhelm her with one more layer of complexity. Perhaps it might be better to make sure she's satisfied orally or with toys or however you like to do it the best, and then have her use a single flare-based dildo with a harness and lay flat on her back and ride her. That's the least difficult way for her to peg you. It requires the least skill. She'll be pretty happy laying there already. She can watch you and see how much pleasure you get from it, and you can ask her to jerk you off. That's my, like, ideal beginner scenario for a woman who's not really sure she wants to do it. You make it totally easy for her. So having said that, then again, there are some women who totally get off with a double the very first time, and they're totally sold on the idea. Okay, am I driving you crazy going back and forth like this? I said there was no magic dildo, and that was perfect for every woman, and I just want to give you both sides of things here. So, in other words, in terms of brainstorming the reasons why a double would not be a good choice to start with, like Strap-on Joe is doing, men are more often in the position of convincing their partners to try it. So, if she's reluctant, make it simple, make it easy. Let her see your pleasure. Don't require a lot of skill from her in the beginning. And the best positions for that is either cowboy, like I mentioned, or the infamous chair with no arms. I'm going to have to figure out a better word for that, because chair with no arms is I don't think there's a word for that position, and I have two pictures of it on my website that I'll put links for you guys to see. But chair with no arms is such an awkward phrasing. I should hold a contest like Dan Savage did and name that position, because it's my favorite. Okay, so if you aren't already too confused about which way to go here, because we haven't even mentioned flare-based ones yet, listen to some answers to the question from the readers and listeners and these threads where I posted this question. I'm just going to read them right through. I would say, yes, a double is great for beginners. Just spend some time researching and discuss the purchase would be the best thing. We spent hours researching before we bought something. After watching videos and just looking at the harnesses, singles seem to ride a little high for a good thrust, or so it seems. Since we started with a double, she cannot verify a single rides too high. But just imagine if our dicks were closer to our navels rather than below our hips. And I agree, tactile feedback with the doubles is a great training tool. And here's another one. The tactile feedback of a double helped teach my wife rapidly how to move, and the pleasure caused by a double should not be understated. My partner says single. In her words, the double weirds her out, and the bulb ends on most look too big for her, look too big to her. I asked about down the road with more practice, and she shrugged in indifference and asked what was wrong with the current setup. We use no vibe, it kind of kills the sensation over a length of time for me, and she found it uncomfortable or distracting. She does not climax, though she does get or stay rather aroused. I think the double is a little more difficult to use as well, but it's really hot knowing we are both getting off and pleasing ourselves and each other. And another. I pegged him for a while using a standard harness and dildo setup, but it did nothing for me. When I got the Fieldo, though, oh my God, I had some pretty mind-blowing orgasms with it. I don't use a harness, though. I either wear a pair of boxer briefs and stick it out of the fly hole, or I wear it with a pair of Spanx that I've cut a hole in. Let me pause here and saying you are still using a harness, you just made up your own, which is an option, people, but you're definitely using something to keep it in. She goes on to say, I have the Kegel muscles to hold it in place, but when I get wet, it doesn't matter how hard I squeeze, it's going to slip out of me. And another. I tried a double one of my first times, and I would suggest getting used to pegging with a single first. The movement of the hips for most women isn't natural and can be difficult regardless of using a harness or not. It was very difficult for me. I couldn't get it to stay where I wanted it, and it ended up being more of a pain for us than fun. I'd say get used to the movements first, then work up to a double. It's hard to keep it in the right place, in my opinion, even when you're experienced. I started with a double-ended dildo. It was a little difficult at first figuring out how to thrust, being on the other end of things. But now, having tried both, I would have to say I prefer the double-ended. I had more difficulty controlling the single flare-based dildos. Using the double-ended one, I feel more in control when thrusting. I find it easier to control since part of it is inside me. I also get into it more when using my share because it feels amazing on my end. We started with the Fun Factory share and a damn harness, laugh out loud. I wish people would get that ass muscles are stronger than vaginal. As my partner said above, and it's something I think many newbies don't expect, you're going to have to relearn how to have sex. And let me insert no, we are not relearning. We are actually learning how to fuck. We didn't know it before and we're learning it again. We're learning it for the first time. He goes on to say, I mean that up till your first time pegging, you've probably been only on the receiving end as a woman and the giving end as a man. You just switched. Now, as a man, you're trying to work your honey hole and she's got the paint stick. Anyway, it took time, at least for me, to get good at vanilla sex. Getting good at pegging is probably going to take some time, too. I really feel like we improved greatly in the shortest period of time because she was able to feel pretty close to what I could. I've converted 3 to 4 people now, and I've had them all start with shares. After the first few minutes, every set of people I've converted have been hooked. As the male in the relationship, I have to say, whatever she feels more comfortable with, the more comfortable she is, the more fun I think she will be able to have. Our experience is that the share is a great toy, but sort of limited. The angle of the long end is such that it works great for missionary or any face-to-face positions, but for any others, we pull out one of our flare-based dildos. Also, the short end is so thick that we have to have extended foreplay first so my partner's vagina can get dilated. I asked her, would you recommend it for a first-timer? Her answer, no. And then, as a last comment, to talk about the flared base dildos just a little bit, because we're not going to go into harnesses tonight, but the flared base dildos do have vibe options as well, either in the base of the dildo itself, like there's a hole right in the base of it, or there's also harnesses that have pockets in the back of them that can hold those bullet vibes. I have tried the vibes in the base of the dildo, and while it was fun, it didn't really particularly add a whole lot, but remember, I'm kind of a Hitachi sort of woman, and it just wasn't strong enough for me. But interestingly enough, it kind of numbed out the guy I was fucking. He sort of went on overwhelmed. The vibe was a little much for him, so I turned it off. And I've also seen this on different threads, that guys are not that fond of vibrations in the base of the dildo. And those are ones like the flare-based ones, like Vixen Creations makes a whole bunch of them that have vibes that slide in. So I have heard definitely from guys that the vibes sort of numb them out and overwhelm them with sensation, so some of them don't like it. Now, this couple that you've heard them mentioned a few times with the Share and the WeVibe 3, he actually made a comment in one of the threads saying that he thought that the vibe was almost more for him than for her because he loved it so much. So he's an exception. And this did not happen with the guy getting overwhelmed with the vibes when I was using the Tango. I think it's because the vibes in the doubles are more external in relation to the man and his prostate. And the singles have the vibe right in the shaft of the dildo, so that's what's going right inside of him. And sure, you can push that bullet vibe in as far as you want or leave it really close to the bottom, but still, he's getting a lot of the vibrations from those single flare base with the vibes. And some guys like vibes and some don't. So, in the end, pun intended, it's all very individual. There's a lot of factors that both of you need to take into account when you get ready to purchase your equipment and you try and decide between a single or a double. I entered into this whole discussion thinking that it was pretty obvious to me, anyway, that learning how to fuck a guy had enough complications to where the doubles were even a little more complicated. And I had no idea that it would branch out into so many different subjects. One of the really important subjects I do still feel is the one that I elaborated on a bit about this need for mutual pleasure. Because if you're actually looking for the same amount of pleasure and while she's pegging you, that's a difficult thing to achieve. I mean, that's like simultaneous orgasm fucking. And there are still the majority of women who really need clit stimulation to orgasm. Strong clit stimulation, many times. And you can only get so strong with pegging. So I guess sometimes I just wish that we could let go of this whole emphasis on the woman having an orgasm and just have a good time. And part of the reason I think that is because of how I feel about it. Like I mentioned before, I get so turned on giving pleasure, you know, fucking a guy, that and watching him moan and have such an amazing amount of pleasure that he's going through that I'm just dripping by the time I'm done. I love it. And it's totally fine with me that I may never have an orgasm while I'm fucking him. I'll try, I'll check it out with the Tango and the bullet vibe and the whole deal. But if I don't, it's totally okay, because there are times during sex with my partner that it doesn't have to be mutual. You know, when we give each other oral, that doesn't mean that, you know, the other person is having the exact same amount of pleasure at the same time. So I encourage you guys to let go of this idea, to let go and relax. And as Strap-on Joe said, ask your partners, you know, if they're having a good time, if they're enjoying themselves. And maybe that'll let you relax, even if they're not going to have an orgasm. I mean, I think there's a lot of women out there that'll be just happy as clams to peg their guys and not have to do this eternal quest for the orgasm thing. Okay, I think I'm done with that. And I think I'm done with this podcast. This is kind of a long one. I think next time or the time after, I'm going to try and talk about harnesses a little bit more and your choices there, so that these can be the two sort of definitive podcasts to send people to in the future regarding the choice of newbie equipment with doubles, singles, and harnesses. So you can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Ryder. I have a Facebook profile and a Facebook page that I would be eternally grateful if you clicked like on. And There's lots of politics on it. I said that last week. You can subscribe to my blog, and my podcast is available on iTunes as well as on my blog. And here's the last thing I want to tell you. As many of you know, as I mentioned last week, I'm doing the NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month. So I am a Remo. And I'm doing the challenge, and I'm a little bit behind. And I posted a comment on my blog. Well, I posted a blog post about it. And then I got this comment from a very sweet reader who asked if there was any way that he could support my efforts, because he noticed that I was a little behind. The link that I have on the blog will take you right to my statistics page to see where I am. And he saw I was behind and asked if there's any way he could support my efforts. So I replied to his comment, and I told him that he could send me a tasteful photo of his ass for inspiration. And I'm extending that invitation to all of my readers and all of my listeners of either gender. If you would like to send me a picture of your behind, because I am a little behind. I know it's a really bad pun, but it's funny. I would gladly accept tasteful ass photos in my email box, whether I know you or not. And you can send those to ruby@peggingparadise.com. And who knows, you know, watch those stats and watch them go through the roof. I did a pretty good job catching up a little bit today, but wow, every day it's a challenge, about 1800 words. So thank you all for downloading and listening. Ruby Writers Pegging Paradise. Happy pegging, everyone. I'll see you next week.